Nolte, A History of the Woke Taliban's News Hoaxes. By John Nolte on June 24, 2020. Because the left's demand for racism far exceeds the supply, the NASCAR noose is just the latest news hoax to be perpetrated on America by the woke Taliban and its fake news media. And that's why, when the news broke of a noose discovered in a NASCAR garage temporarily used by Bubba Wallace, a black NASCAR driver, everyone knew it would end up being exposed as a hoax. We all knew it was a hoax because it's always a hoax. Every single hate crime blown up by the media almost always end up being a hoax. I've literally lost count of how many hoax hate crimes the media and their woke Taliban allies have victimized this country with over the years. It's just hoax after hoax after hoax after more than 100 hoaxes. White Hispanics, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, Rolling Stone, Covington, Kavanaugh, Very Nice People, and now the NASCAR news. This isn't even the first news hoax. Below is the most complete history I could put together of news hoaxes. And in the interest of time, I only went back to 2010. Look at this disgusting record of liars and hustlers trying to frame America and Americans as racist. UC San Diego, March 2010. The UC San Diego student reportedly responsible for hanging a noose last week in a campus library issued a public, but anonymous, apology Monday and said she had no racist motivation. As a minority student who sympathizes with the students that have been affected by the recent issues on campus, I am distraught to know that I have unintentionally added to their pain, the student wrote. She was suspended Friday and remains under investigation for a possible hate crime. Emphasis added. Oakland Corporation Yard News, December 12, 2014. A reported noose tied to the back of a city truck in August, which stirred already simmering racial tensions at Oakland's Corporation Yard, was not an intended act of racial harassment, a city commission report has found. The 25-page report by the law firm Hanson Bridget immediately came under attack by SEIU Local 1021, the union that represents the two workers who spotted the rope tied to a bar on the back of a city-issued pickup truck and filed the complaint. According to the report, a union representative changed the rope's position on the crossbar so that it looked much more like a hangman's noose shortly before reporters arrived to snap photos. Originally, the knot of the rope was not dangling from the crossbar, the investigation found, but was looped against the crossbar. University of Delaware, September 23, 2015. University of Delaware officials said three apparent nooses found hanging outside a campus performance hall Tuesday night were not instruments of a hate crime, but harmless remnants of lanterns used during a campus event. DePaul University, June 2016. Students claimed that an image of an untied rope laid on the ground was a noose placed on the Lincoln Park campus by a student who was animated by a Yiannopoulos lecture that occurred last week. Students reported the noose to campus security, who claimed that they are investigating the incident. Click the link above and take a gander at the photo of his horrible noose. Man alive. University of Maryland, June 2017. Earlier today, we were notified of a knotted piece of plastic wrap laying on the ground in the 7500 block of Baltimore Avenue. Police were notified out of concern for possible hate bias, the University of Maryland Police Department said in a statement. It was a loop at the end of a piece of plastic. Washington, D.C. construction site, August 2017. After investigating the situation, police determined that the construction crew was using the rope to move equipment. Metropolitan Police Department spokesperson Aquita Brown told CIS that the incident is not being investigated as a hate bias crime. Jesse Smollett, February 2019. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson expressed shock in a press conference Thursday over Empire actor Jesse Smollett using the symbolism of a noose as part of a staged hate crime against himself. Juicy, juicy, juicy. Oakland's Lake Merritt, June 2020. Victor Saimp, who is black, told KGOTV that the ropes were part of a rigging that he and his friends used as part of a larger swing system. He also shared video of the swing in use. NASCAR News, June 2020. As someone decided to freak out over a loop tied into a rope that's used to pull down a garage door. Of course, Altawana Brawley Sharpton is pretty sure Bubba is still the victim here. That's 9 hate crime hoaxes involving a noose. So there is not only so little racism in America that the woke Taliban have fabricated over 100 hate hoaxes over just a few years, There are so many hate hoaxes that the woke Taliban has already cycled through its list of hate hoaxes 9 times. Oh, and this one might end up being the 10th news hoax. Twine with a loop and it left behind a former administrative office is being investigated as a hate crime. Yes, because there are so few hate crimes in America. We're investigating twine behind some building. Meanwhile, as 15 FBI agents, 15, hunt down a horrific intent behind tying a loop tied at the end of a garage pole. All around the country, the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are wantonly toppling statues and desecrating monuments while law enforcement does nothing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.